Once forged in the fires of PR and journalism, Curtis Dewar and Corey Westbrook united to create C Squared. Then I jumped on the bandwagon. I'm your host, Aaliyah, and this is Heavy Business, a podcast where we talk to music industry professionals and musicians and learn together about the music industry, marketing, and other tools that can help you promote the music you put so much effort into creating. Hello and welcome. This is Heavy Business. I'm Aaliyah.
And I'm Curtis.
And Holly.
You want to say?
Do you guys want to restart this? Let's restart it really quick.
No, yeah. This is charming.
Okay.
This is charming and endearing. This is who we are. This is a podcast episode with Curtis, Aaliyah, and Holly, and we're going to talk over some topics that you guys might find helpful. And today we're going to focus on bios. Holly is an expert at this. So Holly, do you want to start us off? Summary on bios.
I can't believe you called me an expert. That's very sweet.
Of course you are.
I'll try and live up to it. If you don't know, most bands have a bio and they will need one at some point, whether it's to go on their own website or if it's for doing press, whether it's again doing PR themselves or hiring a PR company. And it's basically a summary of who you are and what you do. And if you're promoting something in particular, it's got all the information in about that as well.
So maybe I think maybe some bands might not understand the need for a bio. Like they think, I can just put like some information in my Spotify or my, you know, Facebook profile or whatever, and that's all I need. Why do bands need to have like a more professionally composed bio?
Part of it is what you sort of said there. It's to do with professionalism, definitely. In the industry, I mean, both fans and industry professionals will sort of judge you on what they can see, and a bio is definitely part of that because it sort of shows if you're serious about what you're doing, you know, and how you want to present yourself. And it also just gives information on who you are and what you do, because it's such a crowded market, especially nowadays, that we sort of need to know what's your unique thing. What do you do that's different and makes you you? And so having all this biographical information in sort of in one place and well written is sort of the best way to communicate that.
I want to make a point, though. That the press kit is going to many times be different than the bio. I just want to point that out. Yeah. So just to clarify with people listening. So sometimes like when Holly does a write-up for us, you'll get your press kit write-up, which kind of describes the album, and that's separate from the bio. I just want to make sure people got that differentiation, because Holly will usually do a bio too, but that's not the same as the album description. Sorry, Holly didn't want to butt in.
Because like the press kit is going to be specifically about your next release, whereas the bio is going to be about your band and your life as a band in general.
Yeah, like bio is used to give general information about the band.
Well, let's let Holly explain this exactly. What exactly do you include in a bio?
Yeah. One thing I will just sort of mention as well is with the press kit, we sort of incorporate the bio into the press kit as well, if that makes sense. So it all does sort of link together a little bit. But yeah, that is definitely something to bear in mind. A press kit is different to a bio. Sorry, what was the question? I've got sidetracked now.
Well, let's go over what would be included in a bio, ideally.
Yeah, so ideally some band history. It really doesn't need to be much. Literally just a sentence is usually fine, just to sort of say who you are, where you've come from, what your background is, especially if maybe you have been in different major bands before. That's something quite interesting to mention. Usually what genre you are, that's quite an important one. Any style influences, it can be quite good to mention some other bands that you take influence from or inspiration from, because that can help sort of contextualize where you sit if someone's not heard of you before. Any past releases are usually good to mention so that people can go and find them if they want to see what you actually sound like. And any major events as well. So if you headlined a festival or you've gone on tour with a major band, that can be good to include. Things like that, really.
That's a good note. And like something that's come up with previous guests is like what constitutes a major event, right? Okay. So a lot of smaller bands, we will open we'll have the local slot for a big tour date. That is not the same as going on tour with a band, and it's probably not worth noting in your bio. So like Holly said, if you're headlining a festival, if you actually were on a tour package with another major band, that is what we're talking about here.
And I would like to point out, if you have a guest appearance by someone notable on your album, please say so, because we ran into this occurrence a few years ago, or at least I did, where the band had Trevor Strannad as a guest vocalist and did not tell myself or the label until after the album was released and Trevor was promoting it.
And that's like more for the press kit than your general yeah. bio.
Yeah. That still needs to be noted.
Yes. Go ahead, Holly.
Okay. I guess one thing I sort of wanted to mention, I think some people maybe don't quite realize this, with a bio, you kind of need to write it for people who have no idea who you are. I think there are lots of bands, and I noticed this particularly on social media, on Facebook pages and Instagram profiles and things. They don't really give anything away in their bio, and I think it's because they're so involved in what they're doing, they forget that other people don't know anything about them.
Yes. So
bear in mind that someone who has never heard of you before, they have no idea of your history, of any of your music, you need to make sure you sort of explain who you are, because it's really not obvious, unfortunately, on quite a lot of profiles that I see.
Yeah, and one part of that is including your genre, and the reason that's important isn't to put yourself in a box, but it is to flag yourself as interesting to the person reading your bio. Because if you don't put your genre there, nobody's going to spend their time listening to your music based off of your bio. If you want to use your bio as another source of promotion for your band, then it needs to be specific enough and explain what you sound like to a degree.
Go ahead, Holly.
I was just going to say, it's tricky, and I'll use my own band as an example of this, because we definitely fall into this category. We do not sit in a single box. So what we try to do is sort of give at least an idea of the styles and the genres that we do incorporate, even if not all of our music fits into every single box, if that makes sense. Because you see a lot of bands that maybe just use generic terms like, I don't know, modern metal or heavy metal, and that's absolutely fine. But I think you then need a little bit of detail of modern metal with a little bit of prog, or a little bit of djent, or a little bit of orchestration, just a little bit of something extra that then gives a little bit more detail, even if it doesn't fully encompass your sound, if that makes sense.
100%. Aaliyah, I wanted to ask you if you're willing to say, because you seem to be, you're always my go-to person on these types of things. How do you kind of determine the genre?
So I have when I'm listening to music, it's kind of like an internal sense of like whether something has a goth vibe to it, or if it's more symphonic, or if it's more power metal. Like, but I think that for bands that are trying to figure out their genre, I did hear a really good process that you can go through to figure out what your genre, or how to bill yourself rather. And that is, you pick out 10 of your friends who you trust, whose musical taste you trust. You ask them if they can listen to your music and tell you three bands that your sound reminds them of. You compile this list of bands, so you have up to 30 different bands here once you're done with this process. And then you go through and look up all these bands on Wikipedia, Metal Archives. You find what their genres are listed as. You look for keywords that you feel like can apply to your sound. And then you go through that process and you whittle it down to like a 3 or 4 word definition for your band. And that has worked really well. And then also you can pick one overarching genre and like make a list down, narrowing it down to a niche. So like your metal, your symphonic metal, your gothic symphonic metal, that's like a tiered specification of your band.
I love it.
Yeah, I found it really helpful when I was trying to
kind of nail down how to explain the sound of my band to people without getting too detailed. So you want to be detailed enough, but concise.
You're always the best. You're always my go-to person. That's why I wanted to know your process on it.
Well, thanks. Also, sometimes I just look on Metal Archives.
You're not supposed to give it away.
Not going to lie. I look on Metal Archives, and if it does, if it sounds right to me, then I'll go with it. As far as keeping things concise, overall, the bio needs to be concise as well. Holly, do you want to talk about how to keep your bios concise?
Sure. So sort of like I mentioned earlier, particularly with things like band history, you want to keep it really just one, maybe two sentences at the most. Not because it's not because people aren't interested necessarily, but when you are reading so many bios or you're looking for so many different bands, you can't read an essay for every single one. And unfortunately, you know, when people read things, we are quite quick to judge things and make assumptions. And so if you've got paragraphs and paragraphs just talking about maybe high school or things like that, and it's not, again, I don't want to be mean and say it's not interesting, but it's not necessarily relevant for the reasons that most people will be reading your bio for, if that kind of makes sense. So you need to give them like the most important points and make it as clear as possible as well. So people aren't going to be sort of tripping over the words thinking, I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to be mean and say it's not interesting. No, no, yeah. I mean, like, that's the type, like the type of, okay, here's an example, right? Nightwish. There have been documentaries made about Nightwish's history as kids and the school that they went to and their music teacher. That's because Nightwish has already become superstars. And there are people that care about them because of their superstardom. There are people who care about their background. You can't put the cart before the horse. You have to show people what you have to offer first. And then if people care about that, then, you know, stuff will be created and people will ask you about your past. But mm-hmm. don't just assume that your past is going to People aren't going to care about your past. They care about who you are right now 100%. First.
Yeah. One thing I do want to mention, though, is when you're being concise, try not to be too concise. So I've literally seen a band send out on a press kit through another PR, Thrash from Argentina, as their entire bio.
Yeah.
That's too short. So Holly, can you kind of give like a rough estimation of how long is ideal in your opinion?
For me, I'd say maybe a couple of paragraphs. So maybe like 400 words-ish, because I feel as though that's long enough. You can get all the information in without omitting stuff to the point it doesn't make sense. But it's also short enough that you can just read it quickly and then think, yeah, okay, this is the band I want to look at. For example, if you're a journalist and you've got a list of bands to consider for review, you can think, okay, yeah, I think these are interesting and I'll review them. Whereas if it's so long, it is just off-putting, unfortunately. So
always,
but I definitely the not too concise, because I mean, we have, you know, we've had it where we ask for background information when I'm writing bios or press kits, and like you say, they send a one sentence thing for their entire bio, and I'm sort of sat there thinking, I need to make you sound as exciting and fantastic as I can do, and you've given me one sentence. Like, so a little bit more, you know, a little bit more than one sentence, but not a whole thesis either.
And this is coming from an English major too, I want to point out.
So question for bands, if they're coming to you for a bio to be written and they don't have any real major accomplishments on paper that are really major, like they haven't been on tour with a major band, they haven't headlined the festival, they haven't gotten signed or anything like that, what are some sort of extra bits that they can pull in and tell you that can help you beef up their bio and make it more interesting?
Something that I I mean, I'd be interested to see what you guys think on this. Something that I really like is when bands give more background info about the actual music. So maybe, excuse me, they've got some really interesting, like, arrangements going on. Maybe they've got a really interesting orchestral bit. Maybe they've got a really interesting, like, djent solo. Just something that can be picked out and really sort of talked about because it's interesting and it's a bit different. And again, with, like, lyrical themes, that we've had it, unfortunately, at times where bands bring out, they send me the info for a bio and there's a huge concept in the lyrics that I'm not aware of because they haven't told me, by the way, they, like, this lyric is about, I don't know, going into space and then finding a portal and going somewhere else and self-discovery and then you turn into a god and create a new world and it's all amazing. But they haven't told me that and so I can't write about it. So I think there is so much in the actual music that you can pull out and expand upon. So yeah, if I wouldn't worry too much in some respects if you haven't done all these big things, because if you've got interesting little extras in your music that make you special, then that's a really important thing to talk about anyway.
I have an opinion I want to state too. Just totally an opinion. One thing you also need to make sure, for the love of God, this doesn't really go with what you say, but I just wanted to say it before you, so I didn't forget. Band member names and instruments, please.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that something that needs to be in the bio, or is that just what you want from people for your press kit?
Whoa, no, no, whoa, 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 whoa. It depends, because if you just have the bio and you're trying to sell yourself to, and you're sending your bio off to, like, for example, a promoter, you should have who's in the band. Like, I mean, like, it should either be incorporated in the bio or a separate.
So band. I guess I'm like thinking, depending on the placement of the bio, like what Correct. Is it being used for?
Yeah. Like for example, if it says band founder Aaliyah Day, which we know you're not, but I'm just saying band founder Aaliyah Day, you know, doesn't say your instruments, doesn't say anything like that. Doesn't say you do any vocals. I think that's stupid. Not just like in the placement of the bio. You know what I mean? Like if it mentions you specifically, but there should also be a spot where it says who the band members are and their instruments if it's not incorporated in the bio, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Maybe not like on your Spotify bio, but like.
Yeah.
Elsewhere.
Yeah, of course. 100%. 100%.
So speaking of placements, I feel like we want to go a little bit into the different lengths of bio that bands need to have. You mentioned thrash band from Argentina might be a good or acceptable, maybe not good even, but maybe acceptable Instagram bio line, but not for your full bio. Holly, can you give us a little insight on the different placements and lengths of bio that bands need?
Yeah, like you say, definitely with Facebook and Instagram, because you're so limited on space, you do need like a few word summary that sort of incorporates as much as it can about you in that tiny little space. But then on things like Spotify, and I must say Spotify bios drive me around the bend because so many people either don't use them at all or they put in two sentences and I'm just like, use your bio, please. Please claim your Spotify for artists and put your bio in. So that's particularly, you know, more along the couple of paragraphs lens. Trying to think where else, if you've got your own website, ideally have a bio page, because if people, yeah, you know, that's a great place for people to go and try and find out more about you. Bandcamp is quite small, but it's more than Facebook and Instagram, so you can get a couple of sentences in there. Make sure you put that in there as well. And yeah, then press kits and things in terms of PR, and if you're doing you know, applying for promoters or to get to booking agents, or you want to talk to a label, then you want your more full bio for those, because yeah, they will be really closely looking at everything that you send them.
I want to point something out super quick. Both of you guys on your bands, if anybody wants to go take a look at you guys on Spotify, you guys both have your bios laid out perfectly, like you say, in alignment with this. Just wanted to point that out. Shield of Wings and Disconnected Souls, if anybody's listening.
Thank you. Yes, please check out our bands on Spotify. what was I going to say now? Oh, yeah. Pitching to labels. I don't know if you've actually written any pitches to labels, Holly, but if whether or not you have, can you offer some insight on what should be included in that pitch?
So yeah, this is interesting. This is not my area. I haven't actually done it, and maybe we will do one day, maybe we won't, we'll see. But I would say from certainly experience with the PR side of things, you need to be including, like, you know, your location and brief history and really what makes you stand out, because record labels are going to be looking at what's different about you, you also need to fit with the record label, if that makes sense. So you need to sort of prove why you're a good fit for them and they're also a good fit for you. So it's a little bit of a different way of writing, I think, but again, detail without turning it into an essay, because they're going to be reading so many applications, all of these labels, especially the really big ones. So you need to make it engaging so that they want to keep reading and they want to spend more time actually considering you to work with you. So
I want to point out something super quick. Usually when you're pitching a label, it's more the pitch you're going to be focused on than the bio. So the bio is always going to be secondary, but what Holly said stands. Just want to point that out. The pitch is going to be the main thing.
Yeah, the pitch is a separate piece of writing that probably requires a specific approach. Maybe we should have a guest on to talk about that piece of writing specifically. But location, why is that important to include, Holly? I want to know your thoughts, because I have my thoughts, but I'd like to hear your thoughts.
I think, on one hand, it can be interesting because you often get different bands of different genres coming from different parts of the world that you don't expect. So it can be useful from like a representational perspective and all that side of things. But it's also particularly useful if you're wanting to do tours or collaborations with certain people and things like that, because then you know who else is in your local area and other people know you're there. So if you're at the early stage of touring and you're looking for local shows and things, that can be a really helpful thing to sort of get you going. Whereas if you have a bio but no one knows where you're based, it's kind of people might be put off reaching out to you because they just don't know if it's going to work out or not.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, because what I've encountered is when I'm looking for bands for my bands to collaborate with, as in play shows with or what have you, it's really hard to find by like people's locations sometimes. So I mean, depending on the route you're going, you know, I go through Metal Archives sometimes and they always list a location in Metal Archives, but yeah, it's just good. It's good to have it for multiple reasons, like you stated.
And also if you put a city only, that doesn't necessarily tell anything. Because for example, there's Cambridge, Ontario, Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Cambridge, UK.
Good point.
And there's a Toronto, UK, and there's a Toronto, Ontario, and a London, Ontario, London, UK. And many other examples.
Yep. So be specific enough, you know. Not enough for stalkers to find you, but...
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
Whatever you do in your MailChimp, make sure you update your address to a PO box so that you're not sending your address to people secretly in the footnotes.
Too late for me. Oh, well.
So everyone can go stalk Curtis now. And with that, anything else that we should go over with bios that you can think of?
I have something. Oh, Holly, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think one good thing to do if you're a band and you're not quite sure where to go with your bio, where to start, have a look at other bands, see what they're doing, and see when you're reading it, does it sound interesting and appealing to you, or is it off-putting? Because that can be a good way to figure out if certain things are going to work for you or not, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Really good points. Yeah. That's always that's what I do for almost everything. It's just like, I always look at what other people are doing as a reference to sort of guide my footsteps.
One thing I just want to point out on bios, since we only got a few minutes left.
One thing Curtis wants to say is be frozen. So there we go. Go ahead.
Am I unfrozen now?
You're unfrozen now.
Okay. So one thing I just want to bring up quickly on bios is don't overthink it. One problem that bands do tend to have, I notice, is that they tend to overthink it. They use a lot of flowery language, a lot of adjectives and shit. You want to try to keep it simple. I understand, like, if you're a technical band and you want to go over some technical terms, that's totally cool, but try to make it so that way anybody who's not a musician can understand it. I'm not a musician, and if I read something where it's got all these technical terms, it goes over my head. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. A lot of music fans are the same way. So try to be simple, clear, to the point, and not a ton of extras if possible.
Yeah, maybe if you have like a friend who is good at writing, you could send them your bio and ask them, what do you think?
And the last thing I want to point out on it too is, if you can hire a professional, please hire a professional. Holly is really, 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 really good at what she does. Like, really good. There's other writers too. She's not the only one, but she's very good at what she does. So ask some people whose bios you've read, who they worked with. Most people will tell you, and then you could always go to that person and ask them to help you out. So please, 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 if you're not a very good writer, please hire someone.
Yes, and we have our own, very own Holly, who can do that for you. Do you even have time for bios right now, Holly?
Yeah, I can make time.
She's open. She's open for bio work. All right. Anything else? I think I have gone through my whole list. If anyone has any questions on bios, just feel free to reach out to us. We'd be happy to help. That's why we do this podcast, is to help everybody out as much as possible and give you some resources to help you do things yourselves and give you some insight into who you can reach out to if you need some help. So with that, please let us know any future topics that you'd like us to cover in these, you know, little chats with Holly. We will be having these once a month at least. So give us your topics and we will give you as much advice as we can. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, Holly, did you have something to say?
I get to say it. Oh no, this is where I'm going to get it wrong, isn't it? Love it. I can't do this. No.
Okay. Until next time, make like a bull and throw those horns up.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please help spread the word by following or subscribing to us, recommending it to your friends, or leaving us a review on your platform of choice. Thank you for listening to Heavy Business, brought to you by C-Squared Music.